Unit 8, Section A. 1. Did you go to the football match yesterday?
Yes. The match started at 2:30, but I was 20 minutes later.
Question.
When did the man arrive there? 2. What were you doing last night? I heard a great noise in your house.
I was repairing the pipe.
Question.
What is the relationship between the two speakers? 3. I'd like to try the red skirt over there.
Sorry, madam. We haven't the right size for you.
Question.
Where does the conversation take place?
4. Good afternoon. I want to go to London. Could you tell me if there's a train tomorrow?
There's a train every evening at 20:30.
Question.
What can you infer from the conversation? 5. Can I book a berth in advance?
Yes. We can book you a berth, providing there's space, of course.
Question.
Where does the conversation most likely take place?
6. Have you had any other symptoms, such as a cough?
No, but I had a cough last time.
Question.
What can you conclude from the conversation?
7. How about outdoor activities?
We have a 9-hole golf course, or if you prefer, you can water ski on the lake.
Question.
What does the man want to know? 8. What in the world happened to my baggage?
I'm extremely sorry that this has happened. It is rare for things to disappear, but it does happen sometimes.
Question.
What has happened to this man's baggage? 9. There are so many people in the world now. It is crowded everywhere on Sundays.
There will be a lot more people next century.
Question.
What are they talking about?
10. Have you made up your mind to take up business as a career?
Yes. Actually, I've already started.
Question.
What's the man's profession? Section B. Passage 1. One late autumn evening, two boys, having collected a sack full of chestnuts, decided to share them out in a graveyard. On their way in, one of the boys dropped the sack and two of the chestnuts rolled out. "We'll get those later," he said. And in they went to divide the remainder. As they were counting them out, a small girl happened to be crossing the graveyard. And to her horror, she heard from behind a bush a voice say, "One for you, one for me. One for you, one for me." In terror, she rushed to the gate and bumped into a policeman. "What's the matter, little girl?" he asked, for she was obviously in great distress. "Oh, Mr. Policeman," she cried, "there are ghosts in the graveyard, and they are sharing out the dead bodies. Listen!" And as she held a trembling finger to her lips, they heard a voice say, "One for you, one for me, and we mustn't forget those two by the gate."
11. You have heard, "one for you, one for me." What does "one" refer to?
12. Who were in the graveyard?
13. Why was the small girl frightened? Passage 2.
We're sitting in a classroom on a warm day,
listening to a history lecture. But the windows are open, and outdoors the birds are singing, and the trees are budding. The urge to gaze out of the window is irresistible. And you think of what it would be like to be out there, sitting in the grass, relaxing, chatting with a friend in the sunlight. "Mr. Smith, just what is so interesting out of the window?" Suddenly, you are startled back to reality. Only what is it, exactly, that you have come back from? It was not exactly that there was a specific thing out of the window that interested you. Rather, the mood of the spring day set you off into daydreaming. Daydreaming and fantasy are not quite the same. Fantasy is more self-directed. In a daydream, your thoughts wander unconsciously in unexpected directions.
14. What are you doing?
15. What interested you out of the window?
16. What's the relationship between daydreaming and fantasy?
17. What's the passage about?
Passage 3. A friend of mine, while visiting his mother in Florida, took her to a shoe store to purchase a new pair of shoes. While she was trying on different styles, my friend took the manager aside. When she picks out a pair that she likes, he said, just tell her that the price is $12. I'll pay the regular price, no matter how expensive it is. The following week, my friend was walking by the shoe store and the manager recognized him and called him in. What's the problem? Asked my friend as he entered the store. Wasn't my check any good? That's not it, answered the manager. The problem is that your mother is bringing all her friends in for those $12 shoes.
Questions.
18. Why did the man take the manager aside?
19. What did the man's mother think about the shoes?
20. What do you think of the man?